Hey baby, how you doing? Are you ready for the show, baby? Oh yeah. We'll listen to the show, and then we'll go have some Arby's roast beef sandwiches, baby. Yeah, that's right. I said roast beef and new music from thenewmusiclab.com. Here's Simon Smith, baby.
Newman, Mo, Larry. Fuck, what number was this? What show is this, dude? Oh, okay. 32!
With a giant yellow kidney sign strapped to my ass.
Hamsters!
And a large colony of ear mites living in my ears.
We don't need those fucking hamsters!
I like to think I don't suck that bad.
Spaz casting. It's Simon Smith.
Everybody, welcome back to the show. This is the New Music Lab 32. Here's a postcard from hell, American Heartbreak. Welcome back. Hey, welcome back to the New Music Lab, show number 32. My name is Simon Smith. And we've got a great show for you today. A lot of unsigned bands and independent musicians. A lot of them from the PodSafe Music Network. Well, all of them today are from the PodSafe Music Network. Soft, Smear. We started the show out today with American Heartbreak. Later we'll be playing the American Anthem, 50 Foot Wave, and the dirty, nasty, funkadelic, funk tune you hear behind me right now is by Junkster with Do the Right Thing. And I'll probably close the show out with them today so you can get a better look at those guys. Hey, we've been plugging one of my favorite podcasts here on the show, the Tech Type Podcast. And last show, if you remember, I recorded a promo for them, and they started their show with it today. And it was great, man. I loved it. And I'm hoping I can get them to send a promo over this way. Start our show out with now and then. I'm going to send them an email later and ask them about it. But they had a couple mentions for our show. They've just been plugging the shit out of the New Music Lab over there and Headbangers Lab. But it also brought up a couple of issues that I didn't realize we may have here on the show. I'd like to thank them for that, and I'd like to address it. But here is one of the first comments, one of three, that we got from the TechTap podcast at techtap.com. Here's one of three, and I'll address the issue after you hear this clip. Here we go.
I'm Aaron Young.
And I'm Jason Zyla.
Yes, that promo intro was created by a fellow podcaster, Simon Smith. You can visit him at thenewmusiclab.com for a PodSafe Tunes-filled podcast.
And also check out his weekly podcast at theheadbangerslab.com. I haven't really figured out how his podcasts work, but I think he does two New Music Lab podcasts, and then he does one Headbangers podcast.
Yeah, that's probably about right. But
it's a good podcast, either or, so check out both of them.
We've only been in contact for a short while, so I'll be sure to keep listening to those podcasts, and I'm sure that he'll keep listening to ours. As he said, he's subscribed. We'll keep in touch, Simon.
Right on, man. Right on. Definitely do that. Definitely stay in touch, and I will stay in touch as well. That brings up a couple of issues that I didn't know we had here at the show, but it makes sense. We've got a lot of new subscribers out there, and we get tons of downloads every day, and a lot of those guys haven't heard the show yet. So here's what we do here. TheNewMusicLab.com is the main show, the main site. Every day of the week, you can expect something different. We might play, it's just anything rock. Anything in the basic rock genre goes. That's alternative rock, indie rock, rockabilly, acid rock, progressive rock, modern rock, anything in the rock genre. And every Saturday here at the New Music Lab, we do Headbangers Lab. Headbangers Lab is where I break out the heart attack and we start kicking some asses with some heavy metal. A lot of people just wanted the heavy metal. They didn't want anything else. So what I did was create a feed and website for Headbangers Lab for the people that just wanted the heavy stuff. It's working out real well. If you stay right here at thenewmusiclab.com, you will get the Headbangers Lab every Saturday. But you'll also get all the other shows that I do during the week. Now, if you're unsure of our schedule here at the show, here it is. We don't have one. During the week, Sunday through Friday, every day but Saturday, you may get a show. It all depends on my work schedule. I work a lot of hours to pay for this podcasting habit I've got here. So there may not be a show every day, but there's definitely going to be a few shows during the week, and you'll definitely get your Headbangers Lab for Saturday. And there you go. That's what it's all about. So here is the second mention we had on their show, and I'll be back here after you check this out.
And that takes us... That takes us into our second story.
I think is what he was trying to say. It takes us to some more whiskey.
Basically, more whiskey. And you know what? I would like to know what Simon Smith likes to drink.
That's right. You know
Simon
what?
Simon Smith, what's your favorite kind of booze?
So far,
email us and let us know.
So far, what we've heard from the New Music Lab is that he likes to drink cough syrup.
Yeah, because he was ill a few weeks ago.
He's had a cold.
He was having some trouble doing his podcasts. And
for shizzle.
We're sorry about that.
You know what? He's better.
He's all
so
better
listen
now.
To the New Music Lab. He's got a good He's got a good voice. He's got a good show. You gotta take a listen.
He's got good tunes, man. I love those old tunes. I guess they're not old. New tunes.
Yeah, man. The old music lab. That's pretty cool, man. That maybe you should put that one together. That'd be a good show. Play some old tunes. What do I drink? Well, mainly I live on Mountain Dew and Starbucks. I've had Tim Hortons when last time I was up in Ontario, and I didn't care much for the Tim Hortons. It was okay, but I loves me some Starbucks. As far as the alcoholic beverages go, I like beer. I like Newcastle. Newcastle's good stuff. Guinness. So there you go, man. That's my drink of choice. I don't really do the hard liquor. I've got a few tattoos to remind me why I don't do the hard liquor. And I just stick with the soft stuff. You know, I'll stick with the Dew if I feel like, getting my drink on. I'll probably do a Corona. I'll do a Corona or two. That's some good shit. Here is clip number 3 from the Tech Tap podcast. Number 3 of 3. Here we go.
Never mind. Let's go on to our third story, ladies and gentlemen.
And our third story is, make sure you listen to Simon Smith at the Headbangers Lab or the new music. No, that's not it.
No, that's not it, but we're plugging him enough that he better plug us enough. And spread the word, ladies and gentlemen. We want as many listeners as possible, which is obvious, but also, take our listener survey. You could win an iPod.
Take our listener survey. You can win an iPod.
Go
add yourself to our Frapper map, which now has girls and guys.
That's
separate
right.
Tags.
Not only guys.
Blue and red. Yeah, that's right. You get blue and red now.
So go to frapper.com/thetechtap. Also, head on over to fruitcast.com. Look up the Tech Tap in the technology section and take our listener survey. We want your input. We want to know what you think. We want to give you an iPod, but you got to take the survey first. Otherwise, you just don't get an iPod.
You just don't win nothing.
Too bad. And with that iPod, you can do many groovy things, according to our last episode, which highlighted some iPod hacks.
Hey, give me some whiskey.
Okay, have some whiskey. You deserve it.
Right on, man. You win a free iPod. You could win a free iPod for filling out a listener survey. How cool is that? I didn't know that. I wonder if the more surveys I fill out, if the better chances I have of scoring that free iPod. That would be cool as hell. See, there's 3 right here. We've got the Tech Tap podcast. You can fill out that survey. We've got a survey, listener survey link at thenewmusiclab.com. And there's also a listener survey link at headbangerslab.com. And if that's true, I don't know if it is, but if the more surveys you fill out, the better your chances are of scoring that free iPod. How cool is that? Definitely go check out those listener surveys and fill out as many as you possibly can, and you might score a free iPod. See, I learn something new every time I listen to their show. I didn't know that. And J&A, I hope this counts as paying it forward. I'm trying to plug the shit out of your show over there. I think the show is great. And you guys deserve every bit of exposure you can get. So, man, I've been rambling on for about 10 minutes now. So I need to get going with today's show. So here is the first band of the day. 50 Foot Wave. Now, I'm not sure how you pronounce this, but the new band from Throwing Muses. Muses? Muses. M-U-S-E-S. Apostrophe. The new band from Throwing Muses founder, Christian Hirsch. Harder, faster, and more intense than the Muses. I just like saying that. 50 Foot Wave is Kristen's pure release. Here's 50 Foot Wave with Hot Pink Distorted on thenewmusiclab.com.
My heart pain. Here comes the thunder. Here comes.
was American Anthem, Real Thing. Here's Smear, a laid-back track called My World. Sound of a five-string bass, man. When he hits that low B, it sounds great. It just fills the room. It fills my headphones with PodSafe musical goodness. Here's Soft on the newmusiclab.com. Hey man, I'm going to wrap up the show with this song. This is that dirty, nasty funk tune I was telling you about earlier. This is Junkstar, Do the Right Thing. So until show number 33, my name's Simon Smith, and I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Cheek for me, cheek for me. Ah, ha, ha, cheek.